Dear Chelsea, how to not lose a guy in 10 days. In this video, you will discover the advice that I would give Chelsea from Love is Blind that would have helped her to continue to maintain the attraction that Jimmy originally had for her. So let's go ahead and dive right in. So hey, I'm Antje Boyd with Magnetize Your Man, and together with my husband Brody, we've been helping thousands of successful women all over the world to get a connected, committed, and long-term relationship that they desire fast. So let's go ahead and dive right in. Number four, do not ask a man if you are his type. It just speaks insecurity. When you ask a man if you're his type, then for one, you clearly must not believe that you are his type, because otherwise, why are you asking this question? Is his opinion more important to you than who cares, like how you actually perceive yourself? So let's say you are his type. Okay, great. So now you are his type, and now you think like, oh my gosh, like, we're going to get married and, you know, he's going to be so attracted to me, which is not necessarily true just because you're his type, just FYI, right? So you're actually starting to project things into the future potentially, and you have this false sense of confidence inside of yourself, which is actually not good. And it can actually breed further unconscious insecurities inside of yourself because you were so focused on him giving you the validation instead of like simply not caring. Like if you're his type or not his type, who cares? Now, let's say you're not his type, okay? So what happens is, you know, you make yourself wrong, you question and doubt yourself, you maybe even wonder, like, maybe you should change your hair color or lose the weight, or, I mean, I've heard the craziest stories. And by the way, he never requested that of you, right? So it's just like saying, oh, well, if that's your type, then I must morph myself into that, which obviously for one is not true, because if his type would have worked out in the past, then he would not be single. So maybe it's also a good thing that you're not his type. Look, I dated men and some told me that I wasn't like exactly whatever their type. But they ended up being like so attracted to me and pursued me and all of these things, right? And so it doesn't matter, like you just make it mean that when you are his type, that means that he's going to pursue you and cherish you, which is not true. It also doesn't mean that he's going to commit to you. There's so much more that adds to this equation when he makes a decision whether he cherishes you long term or not. Number three, don't tell him what he should appreciate about you. Now, of course, when Chelsea and Jimmy are on their honeymoon and he makes this comment, I mean, Jimmy, okay, you know, men have made better comments, okay, that he likes her teeth, okay? You know, she ends up telling him, like, what he should appreciate about her. Now, this can actually be emasculating, right? So you're telling a man what to do. When you tell a man what to do, you're actually decreasing the masculine part inside of himself that's very much responsible for pursuing you and having the drive and a motivation to, you know, break through fears that he potentially has of intimacy and break of fears of, you know, connection or whatever the case may be. Also, you're kind of sort of leading the witness. So you actually don't know, wait a minute, so now you're telling him what he should appreciate about you. And so now he may just say that because you want to hear that, but it's actually not exactly how he feels. So you're not really getting a chance to really get to know him, but rather you're just sort of handing him a resume, what to tell you. And then he may just tell you what you want to hear. And you actually don't take him that seriously, and you actually may not trust him as much. And also, you know, that's something to be said about like it being insecure. I mean, imagine like somebody would tell you what you should appreciate about him. How would that make you feel? Like, I don't think you would say, oh, I'm so glad that he told me what I should appreciate about him. No, you would most likely become defensive and you would mostly say, who does this guy think he is? So why would he think something different? You know, like he also wants to have the choice to say what he wants to say and not what Chelsea wants him to tell her, you know. And thirdly, it's controlling. And controlling, when you're controlling, it's super unattractive, right? Because it's like really, again, it's sort of leading, it's sort of, you know, kind of like handing him in, like sort of the manuscript and not giving any room for spontaneity. And you're also saying, I don't trust. And which is why you, of course, like have to control the perception he has of you. Number two is, ladies, please don't talk yourself. Do me a favor, don't call yourself a T-Rex the way Chelsea did when she the first time when she saw Jimmy. So she doesn't even give Jimmy the chance to totally like take her in. What we oftentimes do when we have experienced trauma, or when we don't feel good enough, or when we have insecurities, anxieties, like we can't be in a space where a man just takes us in. No, what you do instead is you actually tell him, like, perceive me this way. Because that way, like, Jimmy can tell her that she runs like a T-Rex. So, and then she doesn't have to feel ashamed because, haha, she already called herself out that she runs like a T-Rex. But this logic is not helpful. It, like, yes, you feel like you may avoid, like, shame because you're down-talking yourself. You're basically saying, no, I'm not your type, right? And, you know, all those like little comments that she made is like, Chelsea, oh my gosh, I want to shake you. Why are you doing that? Like, what good do you think is going to come out of this? And you know what happens in the brain of Jimmy? He's like, wait, did I make a mistake? Like, I was so excited to meet Chelsea, and now she's telling me all the ways how I should perceive her. So I guess I should perceive her this way. I should perceive her as, you know, a T-Rex, and I should perceive her as, you know, that she's not my type, and I should, and that's what should be in the forefront of my mind. Because remember, the quality of questions we ask, not just ourselves, but also our partner, actually determines their focus. And so if you want him to focus on all the things that are not great about you, or on your insecurities, or on your unworthiness, or questioning if he made the right decision, then yeah, keep doing that. And, you know, you can also ask questions that actually makes him focus on you in a positive light as well. Why wouldn't you do that? Like, why are you so excited that we meet today? You know, talking about positive things, which leads me to number one, which is talk about something else other than your insecurities. Oh my gosh, the beach scene on their honeymoon. You know, when she just like keeps talking in circles about, you know, about like whether she's his type and all these things, right? And he's like a million gazillion percent sure, right? Like, sure, after he just met her for a hot second, like he's already gazillion percent sure. So she's already making requests of him that there's no way that anyone can be gazillion percent sure, because, you know, now you get to know each other. Now you see how it lives in everyday life. Now you're living together. Now you're, you know, whatever it is, share space together. Now you introduce each other's friends, so on and so forth, right? So his certainty is going to grow more and more, right? And, you know, so that was number one for me, because she had so many opportunities to talk about how incredible the experiences, or, you know what I mean, how much she loves that country, or, you know, how excited she's for dinner, or, you know, maybe share like a favorite, you know, story about like their childhood, or like a favorite travel story, just something that would put both of them in such a resourced and joyful space, instead of like draining the heck out of this man. Look, if he says he loves you, he loves you. You know what I mean? Like, if he says he's sure, he's sure. Because you do two things. If you actually say, well, are you sure? Are you really sure? Are you 1,000,000% sure? It's like you tell him you don't trust him. Like, you actually don't trust what you really say. And you're also telling him you should not trust yourself in a judgment towards me. Like, you should question again if you're really sure about me. So why in the heck would you do that? Now, as you can see, a lot of the mistakes that Chelsea made comes, of course, from deep-rooted insecurities and from wanting to fill in the blank and somehow feeling like she gets a validation from the man that she simply can't give herself. That, of course, never works and pushes the man even further away. Next, if you haven't yet, take my free love quiz and virtual coaching session to get a committed, connected, and long-term relationship that you desire fast without frustration, loneliness, and attracting any more emotionally unavailable men by simply hopping over to getlovequiz.com, or you can pop also here into the comment and description section and grab the link there. All right, ladies, this is it for today. Much love. Take care. Bye-bye.